We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
However, there's also a concern at the Pentagon about the number of active duty service members who take their own lives, and the numbers of suicides jump from 285 to 325. Between 2017 and 2018, and that's all along with the story that we have today out of Pearl Harbor in Hawaii, that a sailor from the USS Columbia submarine killed two civilians at the Pearl Harbor Naval Shipyard, injured another, and then ultimately took their own life. With us right now from CBS News, military analyst Jeff McCausland joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. And Jeff, it's one thing as we just went through some numbers on suicides for veterans and suicides for active duty, but then those that decided to take other people's lives in the process. What do we know about what took place over in Pearl Harbor?
Well, actually, Robert, we know very little at the moment. You, as you said at the top, this particular sailor who was assigned to the USS Columbia, which is a nuclear-powered submarine. It was in dry dock for repairs there in Honolulu. Entered the dry dock area, shot two civilians who were DOD civilians working there at the dry dock, wounded one other, and then, as you suggested, turned the weapon on himself, killing himself in the process. That's about all we know. We don't know what kind of weapon he was using. We don't know, again, the exact identity of this particular sailor. And sadly, of course, this only comes a couple of days prior to the annual commemoration of the attack on Pearl Harbor, this year being the 78th anniversary of the attack.
Yes. Why do you think, or is there a reason that we've come to believe why the suicide rates are increasing among active duty service members?
This has been a bedeviling problem for senior military officials that I've talked with, and there's a whole host of issues that people believe have contributed to this, but no one can say, you know, there's one overwhelming issue. Obviously, the deployment of forces for the last 10, 15 years, a large-scale number of deployments, some people point to that, though in many cases we find that the person who commits suicide had not necessarily been involved in a recent deployment. But certainly the pressure on the force certainly has been a contributing factor. Clearly, the ease of access to weapons, which across the United States has seen suicide rates go up, has been a contributing factor, particularly for young males, and the vast majority of the suicides in the military are young males. Thirdly, of course, we've seen an increase in the number of suicide rates across the United States more broadly, and of course, the military is just a representation of American society writ large. So as we see these things increase in American society, you'll see a corresponding increase amongst those who are in uniform. The military has made an awful lot of attempts to solve this problem or dampen it down through more education programs, trying to provide more psychological counseling for those who have, you know, mental disturbances. But so far, at least, we have seen these numbers at least stay high, if not steadily climb, over the last several years.
You talk about psychology. What about psychological screenings for those that may be more prone to not be able to handle the pressures of serving in a modern military, the way we talked earlier about the number of deployments? It seems as though there are much greater demands on those who are volunteering to serve now as compared to generations ago.
Well, that's a good question. And of course, they do screen people on entry into the force. To what degree they screen them, you know, in detail to identify factors that might be contributing is unclear to me in terms of the medical examination, which are primarily physical. And, of course, secondarily, if the military for the last couple of years has seen a lot of pressure on recruiting, trying to maintain the levels of strength. So every time you put on additional requirements to screen people, it slows the entry into the force and also may, you know, make it more difficult to bring in the proper number of people to man the force.
Okay, let's go over to the Middle East if we could. It looks as though there are reports out that there are ballistic missiles that are in Iraq that are not Iraqi, that they're actually from Iran. What do we know about this, and why would Iran put ballistic missiles inside of Iraqi territory?
Well, there's been a number of reports of so-called Shiite militia groups in Iraq that have been sponsored and supplied by the Iranians. Many of them were participated, quite frankly, in the fighting against ISIS in the northern portion of Iraq, putting the United States in the odd position of sort of being semi-allied with Iraq, or with Iran at least, or Iran-sponsored force, I should say, in the fight against ISIS. So if there are missiles that are provided by Iran in Iraq, my guess is they would be provided to those particular Iranian-sponsored Iraqi militia groups. And went back a few months ago when we had that attack on the Saudi Arabian oil refineries. There were some reports that some of those drones that were part of that attack, and I hasten to add that was a drone attack and less so a missile attack, may have been launched from Iraqi territory. So that would be my guess in terms of how those weapons would have gotten to Iraqi soil as opposed to somewhere else in the Middle East.
And what about the possibility of more U.S. troops in the Middle East as a result of all of this?
Well, we've got this report that in the Wall Street Journal that the Trump administration is thinking about sending 14,000 additional troops to the Middle East and perhaps additional large-scale naval vessels as part of that. The Pentagon has denied that particular report, though at the same time hastening to add that the Trump administration may be considering some additional increase in forces. The United States has dramatically, of course, increased the U.S. presence in that particular region since earlier this year, and we've seen the spate of confrontations with Iran. Once again, the attack on the Saudi oil facilities, which most people believe originated from Iran, or at least Iranian-sponsored forces, and the confrontation that the United States has had with Iranian forces as we operate in the Gulf.
It's interesting whether you're talking about Obama when he got in 2008 and through his two terms, or President Trump and his desire to get out of the Middle East. It seems as though that there are conditions that are over there that continue to draw back those, even though they want desperately to come home.
That's exactly right. I mean, if you go back, I often reflected on the fact that I commanded a battalion during the Gulf War way back in 1990 and 91. Now some almost 30 years ago. And if you go back to that particular conflict, that was the onset of a physical U.S. presence in the region that has not really ended, and as hard as a number of presidents have been to decrease that particular presence, different events occur, whether it's a civil war in Syria, whether now it's a civil war in Yemen, whether it's Iranian efforts to support forces in Lebanon, et cetera. It keeps drawing the United States and our interests back to that particular region.
Once again, CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Thank you very much for your time, sir.
Thanks, Robert.
Always a pleasure.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.